This is the question which we pose them. We take the lecture in three bits. We talk a little about what ICT stands for, and we still have a number who think the C stands for computer, which is interesting. And then we deal with the why bit. What is our overarching rationale? We try and get them hooked on the social media early. So what I do is I tweet out, you know, why teach ICT? What's your response? And wait to see what responses we get from the Twitter sphere. So you guys, respond next September, please. Simon Ellis, one of my colleagues, that's what he says. Coming at it from a higher education perspective. Terracnor, industry is screaming out for ICT professionals, not ICT users, something we're hearing more and more these days. Look what Claire Eyre has done here. Do you see this? How clever this is. Interesting, creative, transformative. Wouldn't that be a lovely subject title? And Dawn Halliburton, we all know Dawn Halliburton. And Connectors with Global Community, that's a good summary, isn't it? What else have we got? Steve Bunce in the room? Splendid. Do you remember saying this? Start off, I'd agree with that. That's pretty good, actually. Like that one. That one goes down well. TSICT, speaking the language of the learners, down with the kids. Bob Toms, allows the teacher to be a lifelong learner. I think the next one is my favourite of the lot. There you go. Prescient stuff from Bill Gibbon there. I'm not sure what he's going to be saying next September, but there you go. And then I put it over to them. You know, what is their answer to this question, why teach ICT? Have I got time to do this as a straw poll? No, I don't have time to do it as a straw poll. Think about it. What's your overarching rationale for teaching this subject? And think about the implications that has for how you do it in your classroom. Of course, other people do this too. This is Brighton University's answer to the same thing. They did theirs about 10 days, 11 days before we did. And they're pretty good answers. What else have we got? And then this is what the students do. Is once they've had a go at the Twittery type thing, we get them blogging about this. We've got our own blog platform. I'll give you a moment to read some of these. What do you reckon to that? Remember, these are school leavers. Most of our new first-year teacher training students have come straight from school. Not all, by any means. And this is their view of rationales for ICT education. There's another one. And teaching kids in early years of Key Stage 1, it's important to teach them the basics of how to use a computer. By Key Stage 2, most children will have a basic knowledge. Your experience? Yeah, okay, we can cover most of the ICT curriculum by the end of year 2. I'm not so sure. Oh, that's the same slide repeated. The whole embedded approach. Transform technology further. Helped them transform other aspects of our lives. I think we gave away a free NACE membership for this student. Nice to see this coming in. Really, really impressed that folks were thinking beyond that sort of it's important for life sort of agenda. Yep. And then we get one or two slightly more sort of troublemaker type students. I have a list, don't worry, we keep track of these people. So you've got this one. I like this, you know, I think university education is about thinking for yourself and not simply buying into the agenda. Okay, I don't necessarily agree with this, and thus the student is clearly wrong, but, you know, I'm really pleased that they're willing to argue their case for this sort of thing. Blind faith in technology. I wonder how many of us. And then this is quite nice too. Stupid question, Miles. Stupid presentation, Miles. Well, you never know. Right. The pros outweigh the cons. The answer should be obvious. I would be delighted if you were to make it to Secretary of State in a few years' time. Now, Peter Twining in the room? Never mind. Peter Twining has done this sort of research properly and has come up with the definitive list of 19 rationales for teaching ICT. If you want to have a look at his official proper list and have a go at the survey, which decides, you know, which of these matter for you, then Google Dictated, which is, I kind of fear, a slightly unfortunate title for the website, but there's all of the academic research underpinning these 19 things. By no means do all of my students get these 19 things, and it's interesting, you know, looking back on the arguments, that they focus so much on ICT as a skill, ICT as something which they can use across the curriculum. You know, the Jim Rose stuff about ICT as that which is essential for learning and life. And the bit about the knowledge, the bit about the understanding, doesn't figure so much in their thoughts as to why this is an important subject. So then we round off the lecture with the middle word, which they, broadly speaking, ignored, although one or two get it, about, you know, why teach the stuff? So for homework, I make them watch Cigar to Mitra and The Child-Driven Education and see what children can do just with access to a computer when they're allowed to learn on their own. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Miles.
This is the question which we pose them. We take the lecture in three bits. We talk a little about what ICT stands for, and we still have a number who think the C stands for computer, which is interesting. And then we deal with the why bit. What is our overarching rationale? We try and get them hooked on the social media early. So what I do is I tweet out, you know, why teach ICT? What's your response? And wait to see what responses we get from the Twitter sphere. So you guys, respond next September, please. Simon Ellis, one of my colleagues, that's what he says. Coming at it from a higher education perspective. Terracnor, industry is screaming out for ICT professionals, not ICT users, something we're hearing more and more these days. Look what Claire Eyre has done here. Do you see this? How clever this is. Interesting, creative, transformative. Wouldn't that be a lovely subject title? And Dawn Halliburton, we all know Dawn Halliburton. And Connectors with Global Community. That's a good summary, isn't it? What else have we got? Steve Bunce in the room? Splendid. Do you remember saying this? Start off and agree with that. That's pretty good, actually. Like that one. That one goes well. TSICT, speaking the language of the learners, down with the kids. Bob Toms allows the teacher to be a lifelong learner. I think the next one is my favourite of the lot. There you go. Prescient stuff from Bill Gibbon there. I'm not sure what he's going to be saying next September. But there you go. And then I put it over to them. You know, what is their answer to this question, why teach ICT? Have I got time to do this as a straw poll? No, I don't have time to do it as a straw poll. Think about it. What's your overarching rationale for teaching this subject? And think about the implications that has for how you do it in your classroom. Of course, other people do this too. This is Brighton University's answer to the same thing. They did theirs about 10 days, 11 days before we did. And they're pretty good answers. What else have we got? And then this is what the students do. Is once they've had a go at the Twittery type thing, we get them blogging about this. We've got our own blog platform. I'll give you a moment to read some of these. What do you reckon to that? Remember, these are school leavers. Most of our new first-year teacher training students have come straight from school. Not all, by any means. And this is their view of rationales for ICT education. There's another one. And teaching kids in early years of Key Stage 1, it's important to teach them the basics of how to use a computer. By Key Stage 2, most children will have a basic knowledge. Your experience? Yeah, okay, we can cover most of the ICT curriculum at the end of year 2. Not so sure. Oh, that's the same slide repeated. The whole embedded approach. Transform technology further. Helped them transform other aspects of our lives. I think we gave away a free NACE membership for this student. Nice to see this coming in. Really, really impressed that folks were thinking beyond that sort of it's important for life sort of agenda. Yep. And then we get one or two slightly more sort of troublemaker type students. I have a list, don't worry, we keep track of these people. So you've got this one. I like this, you know, I think university education is about thinking for yourself and not simply buying into the agenda. Okay, I don't necessarily agree with this, and thus the student is clearly wrong, but, you know, I'm really pleased that they're willing to argue their case for this sort of thing. Blind faith in technology. I wonder how many of us. And then this is quite nice too. Stupid question, Miles. Stupid presentation, Miles. Well, you never know. Right. The pros outweigh the cons. The answer should be obvious. I would be delighted if you were to make it to Secretary of State in a few years' time. Now, Peter Twining in the room? Never mind. Peter Twining has done this sort of research properly and has come up with the definitive list of 19 rationales for teaching ICT. If you want to have a look at his official proper list and have a go at the survey which decides, you know, which of these matter for you, then Google Dictated, which is a kind of fear, a slightly unfortunate title for the website, but there's all of the academic research underpinning these 19 things. By no means do all of my students get these 19 things, and it's interesting, you know, looking back on the arguments, that they focus so much on ICT as a skill. ICT as something which they can use across the curriculum. You know, the Jim Rose stuff about ICT as that which is essential for learning and life. And the bit about the knowledge, the bit about the understanding, doesn't figure so much in their thoughts as to why this is an important subject. So then we round off the lecture with the middle word, which they, broadly speaking, ignored, although one or two get it, about, you know, why teach the stuff? So for homework, I make them watch Cigar to Mitra and The Child-Driven Education and see what children can do just with access to a computer when they're allowed to learn on their own. Thank you very much.
Thank you.